Rob called Jane into the living room and told her to take a seat. Jane, I've warned you before about your spending, and I'm tired of seeing the same thing over and over. I've made a decision. You're going to pay for the shoes yourself. Okay, whatever. Jane was getting annoyed now. What she was really hearing was, blah, 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 money, blah, blah. Rob looked at her and asked, so you agree? Jane nodded yes, distractedly. So you're willing to work off the debt? Rob asked, pointedly. Jane rolled her eyes. Sure, whatever. Great, Rob said. Jerry's going to be here in a minute. You're going to go with him and his two friends for the weekend and work off your debt. Wait, what? Jane was confused at first, but then she understood. She thought about it for a minute. Not exactly what she had in mind for the next couple of days, but it sure beat the hell out of sitting around here with Mr. Crabby Appleton. Okay, she said. Whatever. Let me get a few things together. Yeah, well, you won't be needing any things, said Rob. Rob ordered her to stand up and put her hands behind her back. Jane shrugged and complied. Rob pulled a set of handcuffs from his back pocket and clapped them on her wrists. Then, seemingly out of thin air, he produced a red ball gag with a black leather strap, which he shoved roughly into her mouth and buckled behind her head. Jane was paying attention now. Just then, the doorbell rang. Rob marched Jane over to the door and opened it. Jerry saw Jane standing in the doorway, handcuffed and gagged. Her brown hair was longer and messier than the last time he'd seen her. Her large but definitely perky breasts were poking through her thin white blouse. Rob handed Jane over to Jerry. Try and bring her back in one piece, will you? Rob said sarcastically. Jerry winked. I'll see what I can do.